Welcome to the Southwest Life Podcast with your host, me, Vicki DeLuzio, where we will talk about things to boost your health, improve your relationships, find new things to do with your family, and talk with business owners in the area, and more. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Hi guys, today I have Sue Schultz with Surprise Christian Preschool. Sue has a little space in my heart because she had my youngest Dimples in her preschool when I had just gotten out of the hospital. So Miss Sue, also as she's known to Dimples, is also good friends with one of my friends, Kristen, who is one of the teachers at Surprise Christian Preschool, which is how I actually found out about the preschool. So Sue, would you be able to tell me a little bit about your background and family?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. We moved here, my family and I moved here probably almost, I think we're at almost 15 years ago. Yeah, maybe 15 years ago from New Jersey. I'm married, I have my husband. We just celebrated 23 years the other day. Son who is 20 years old, and my daughter is 14 years old. So she just finished eighth grade. Now she's going to be a freshman in high school next year.
Oh my goodness. You are embarking on another one in high school.
I know. It's a lot when it's, you know, the youngest one. I only have two, but still it's my baby.
It is. It is. So you don't have any kids in preschool, but you felt like you wanted to be in the preschool environment. So how did you enter into the preschool market?
I actually started when my daughter was in preschool. She was in her second year of preschool when she was four, and she had the class she was in at the time had an aide that would be in there. Then after a couple of days of dropping her off or picking her up, I noticed the aide wasn't there anymore. So on my way out, I just stopped and asked the director at her, you know, office door. I said, "Why'd I happen to miss, you know, whatever her name was?" And she said, "Oh, she's no longer here with us. Would you like a job?" And I was kind of taken aback and said, "What?" Because it was totally unexpected. I was just being, you know, curious. And that's how I started. I said, sure. She said, "You'd only have to work the hours that my daughter was there, because that's the only time that they needed her." So I would come with her and I'd go home with her. And that was 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. And did your daughter adjust well to having you in the classroom, or did she follow you around?
No, she was fine with it. It wasn't at the point where, "No, it's not my, it's my classroom. You're not coming in, Mom. No, leave me alone. You're embarrassing me." She wasn't at that point. But she also wasn't at the point where she would just cling to my leg. So she was really good with a lot of it. And, you know, she was kind of confused on what to call me. Which was pretty funny, but she did really well in there. And that's where I started out as the aide in her classroom when she was 4 years old.
And how did you start Surprise Christian Preschool?
That started 3 years ago. We just finished our third year, and we had gone and I'd met, as you mentioned, Kristen and then Nancy, and I met them through the other school that we were at, and we were all teaching there, and we all went in different directions 1 year, and through that year, we definitely kept in touch with each other and decided we didn't like being home and not doing anything. So the three of us decided to open our own preschool.
Oh, wow. I remember when Kristen said, "I'm going back to work and I'm starting as a preschool teacher." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Because I had known her for a few years. She was in my MOPS club and my mom's club. And so I was like, "Oh, wow. Okay." And I mean, I had known her with her preschooler. And so I was like, "Wow, you can't get away from preschoolers, can you?"
No, because her youngest, I think, had just graduated preschool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There might have been a year in between. The year that we were planning it, I think, is when her youngest was in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. But other than that, she was finally free and out of preschool. And now she roped right back in.
and she does great with that age too.
Yeah, she is amazing. And it's a lot of times it's, you know, somewhat very difficult. You kind of know where you need to be, because some teachers know that 3-year-old, that's their jam. Other ones said, nope, I need the 4-year-old, the older kids, get them ready for kindergarten, as opposed to the 3-year-old teachers, which are the ones who are introducing the kiddos to preschool itself. You know, to socialization, to groups with other students that they don't know, who, you know, very quickly become their best friend ever. But it's definitely different. And Kristen definitely knows how to handle the threes very well.
Yes. So being around preschoolers is very fun, but it can be tiring too. How do you prepare for a year of preschool?
Oh, it's a good thing, I think, for any teacher of any age group to have, you know, the summer off to kind of mentally prepare yourself, mind yourself down from 1 year and prepare for the next year. And you never know what you're going to get in your classroom as a teacher, what type of personalities you're going to have, what kind of behaviors you're going to have, what your boy-girl split's going to be. You just have no idea what you're walking into that year. But aside from just, you know, the regular things that I have to do as far as, you know, the roster, the class sizes, the ratios, making sure we don't go over this, making sure that if we do go over this number, we have an aide dedicated in there, and, you know, the state things and state guidelines that we have to follow. You know, I just like to make sure that the teachers have everything they need, and that they know that, you know, they have everything there and they don't have to scramble last minute as well. So it's all the things, because we supply everything that, so the kids don't come in, you know, with, you know, 4 boxes of tissues and crayons and markers and reams of paper and all those supply lists. We like to provide that for our families. So it's making sure that we have everything ready to go for a school year.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. That's not just a one day during the summer job. That's a all summer long.
Oh, it is an all summer long. And that's what I just told the newest teacher, Sarah. I just told her today, I said, just keep your list going. I said, and just keep texting the items that you think you want for your classroom, as far as binders or notebooks or markers or anything, because we provide all of that. And I want our families to know that it will be there for them at school. And I want the teachers to know that they will have what they want for their classrooms and what they need to accomplish what they want to, where they want to go.
And I believe I had overheard you and Miss Nancy and Miss Kristen even planning a trip once to IKEA together. Is that correct?
Yes, that is so much fun. We do one every year. So, and I just was on IKEA's website to do our summer run this year, and it's not open yet. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed we'll be able to make our IKEA run this summer before school starts, because we do need some items. So it's much more fun to go than to just buy it online and have it shipped to me. But our first trip to IKEA was something that we should have taken a picture of, with the amount of flatbeds and shopping cart that we had. We gave the cashier a heads up at the end, and I said, you know, it's 4 flatbeds and 3 shopping carts. So Nancy and Kristen had both brought some of their kids with them, so we were all pushing something around. So,
so you definitely didn't carpool on that trip.
We had a lot of fun.
You need walkie-talkies for that trip over.
Yes.
So what is the biggest thing you have struggled with when leading a preschool, other than your IKEA trips with too many carts?
Too many carts and the credit card bill, and, you know, handling the credit card bill after the IKEA trip. That's always challenging. It's just, you know, a lot of, aside from the state regulations that we have to go through and make sure that, you know, all the paperwork behind the scenes that nobody really thinks about, making sure that's all taken care of, the insurance, the, you know, everybody's cards, their birth certificates, you know, all the records that we need, all, you know, making sure the teachers have everything, and, you know, even the first aid kits are filled and the right signs are posted where they're supposed to be. And the kids each have a mirror hung in the classroom, and their height, you know, just those types of regulations that we have to make sure we have every year. Then, you know, just making sure we have the necessary inspections. We have to have a fire inspection and a building inspection before we open every year. So getting those scheduled with the local department, things like that. And then just making sure that, that I kind of touched on before, the teachers are happy and our incoming families are happy when they come to the back to school night and they finally see everything set up with their kiddo's name, you know, and their kid's cubby, and they can see that, and, you know, they know that we're ready to go. So just trying to do all the behind the scenes work so that it looks seamless to the parents.
Yeah, it's definitely almost a production that you're putting on.
It is. It's trying to get everything ready in order, and, you know, you can't do this before you do this, and we have to make sure, you know, we go around and we check all the lights, the exit, emergency exit lights, and the smoke detectors. We check all of them before we have the fire inspector come in so that we're not thrown for a loop, and he can just come in, check everything's good to go, and then, you know, just signs off on the inspection that day, so we don't have to have repeat coming in and, you know, trying to reschedule things. And, you know, just trying to handle things as quickly and, you know, in the best manner that we can to make everything go as easily as it can.
Yeah, and especially now at this time, this point in the game. And what has been your biggest wins?
Definitely the growth that we've had, and not so much as, you know, oh, well, now we have more kids, but it's just the families that we're able to serve and the families that we've met, and our families are truly, truly amazing. When we opened our first day of school, I think we had maybe 7 or 8 kids total enrolled. You know, by the end of that first school year, I think we were up around 17 kids maybe total, and we've, you know, had we had a complete school year this year, we would have had a total enrollment of, I think we were right at 72.
Wow.
And we have 40 that are graduating and going to kindergarten. I see, you know, littles that I've had in the past, you know, getting hugs and getting recognized and being waved to. And it's just, we love doing that. And, you know, our staff, being able to build our staff the way we have, even with the growth, we've had to add a couple staff members since we've opened, and we've been able to do that, and they've jumped right in, and they've meshed with us perfectly, and it's just, it's been one huge blessing for us.
Yeah, I felt so weird being at the Surprise Christian Preschool because I didn't have a younger sibling to bring in after Dimples. I felt like the old mom. Because I had my youngest going in and I saw all these moms toting in their babies or their pregnant bellies. And I'm like, I remember being that, but I'm an old mom now.
And I'm like, there were so many pregnant moms last year too.
There were. You had quite the baby boom. So you're going to
have quite a little baby boom. So in 3 years, we're going to, you know, we know where our enrollment's coming in 3 years. We know where that's coming from.
You absolutely do. You absolutely do. I was watching. Well, I was watching the baby boom, and I was like, "Oh, I remember those days." It was so cute, though.
I remember picking up my son at preschool, being pregnant with my daughter. So I remember.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely way out of that window. I just watch everybody come in with their littles, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I feel old, but I am blessed that this is my last one too, because I'm tired. How like you guys enjoy it.
Exactly. And being around them, like you said, it's very tiring, but if there's, you know, like everybody says, the little ones, they keep you younger. They keep you on the move, and they're so much fun, because obviously I'm not in the classrooms every day all the time with all these kids, but I go in there and I'll just go into mentoring to a teacher, and I'll spend so much time in there just because I get so distracted and sidetracked, and, you know, putting things on, you know, giving dress up or helping them, you know, with a letter, or, you know, the older kids, you know, helping them write something because they like to write little notes and stick them in envelopes, and, you know, the 4-year-olds like to do that for all their friends, and coloring pictures and finding puzzles and doing things with cars and trains, and it's just, I have so much fun with them.
Yeah, and the energy will keep you going too.
Oh, absolutely. I wish I had, that's what I would say, I wish I had just a sliver of the energy that the preschoolers have.
A little, just a little.
I don't want a whole lot of it.
But this year, with COVID, it kind of put a kink in the preschool. And I know you had a drive-by with the teachers while they were driving their cars, that is. Can you talk about your teachers who were participating in this? I know you have Nancy, you have Kristen, and you have Sarah, and you also have some assistants too.
Yeah, we had so much fun. That's why, I mean, we did this at the very beginning, the end of March, the very beginning of April, but April 1st or April 2nd, we were done. And I mean, it had only been 2 weeks since we saw them because we closed for spring break and then we just never opened again, which and 2 weeks later, we were missing them like crazy. So I sent an email to all of our families and I said, you know, we miss you guys and we want to come see you. So please respond with your address and, you know, we're coming to see you. Mm-hmm. So we did. And we visited, I'd say probably, oh, I have the number somewhere, but I think we visited probably close to 50 of our families.
Oh, that's so cute.
So we were all over the West Valley. We were up in Sun City, North Peoria area, all the way down to Litchfield Park and Goodyear. We were in all over Surprise, and we just had a ball doing that. We decorated our cars. We had noisemakers. We had kids. Some of us had kids with us. And we would just drive past them. And like you said, I was there. Miss Kristen, Miss Nancy, Miss Sarah, and then Miss Shannon and Miss Natalie were able to come with us as well. So we had a good five, six cars. I'm not sure how many that is, but we all go there, you know, honking our horns and waving things out and, you know, waving things out the window, you know, little clappers and noisemakers, you know, with our cars decorated. And we had a ball doing it. We had so much fun.
That's awesome. I'm sure it brought a lot of smiles to the kids' faces because, you know, their whole schedule was turned like completely off and they probably thought, I'm going back. And then what? What's going on?
Exactly. And it was good, so good to see them. And they were so excited. And then, of course, there were always the couple that, you know, stood there and didn't know what to make of it. You know, why is my teacher stand, you know, why is she honking her horn at me from, you know, why am I in my driveway? And why am I not at school? So we've had some that were definitely perplexed. But then other ones who just didn't miss a beat and just started, you know, in the middle of a story that they left off 3 weeks before. So, you know, just like it was just a regular day that we were out visiting, not a quick, you know, drive-by chit-chat, you know, because we didn't just drive by and wave. We all stopped. We all yelled at our windows. We were talking to them. Some of them were taking pictures of us and, you know, videos and things. So we hung out at each house for a minute or two before we all left. So, I mean, the kids, we had quite a variety of different reactions.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure like maybe the littler ones were kind of a little bit unsure or maybe they were just very excited that there was a bunch of cars driving by their house. Cause I mean, no one really drives by my house. So it's very exciting when anyone drives by. Oh, my kids are always out there waving. It's very interesting to see who's driving by our house.
Exactly. We had a bunch of neighbors come out of their doors, you know, kind of like, what's going on out here? You know, what's all the honking? And, you know, so we had some neighbors and they were all waving at us too. So we just kept, whoever was out, they got honked at and waved at, so.
As long as they're not whistled at too much, right? cat calls from the preschool teachers.
No calling the police on us, please, you know.
Just a bunch of rowdy preschool teachers. Up to no good.
When you let preschool teachers out without their kids.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to let us know about?
I don't know. I mean, we just... It definitely being, you know, in the whole preschool element, you know, being the director of a school or a teacher of a school or, you know, one of the aides of school. I mean, we all definitely do what we do because we love it. I mean, you have to have a lot of energy. You have to be maybe, you know, a little, you know, I don't know what the right word is to describe, you know, somebody who's, you know, who loves teaching preschool. You know, I like that, you know, the teachers, the staff that we have do it because we want to do it. This is what we want to do. Nobody's there, you know, like you hear like typical jobs that, you know, call centers or something, that people just take a job because they need the money. Mm-hmm. Everybody at our school, we do it because we want to be there. We want to do it. So So that I know means a lot to me as, you know, the director who's kind of mostly in charge of this, you know, but it's definitely everything we do is a team effort at Surprise Christian Preschool. And just being able to offer our families, you know, the flexibility that we can, you know, with us, with, you know, teachers trying to make, you know, flexible arrangements because we all have our own families. And then also being able to be flexible for our families, so, you know, alternating schedules, different days, moving kids from one class to another, one schedule to another schedule, things like that. You know, we like being able to, you know, be responsible for ourselves and take ownership of it that way and do as much as we can to help everybody out. You know, our staff, our families, our kiddos, you know, whoever we need, you know, whatever we can do.
That's awesome. Well, you know, we had an excellent time when we were part of Surprise Christian Preschool. And so if you're considering your preschool in the Surprise area, I highly recommend it. I know Dimples misses it still to this day. So, you know, for a little kid to remember his preschool experience, even almost, you know, a year and a half, 2 years down the line, he's like, oh, can I go back there? That's fun. We actually did a drive-by of it the other, about a month ago. He's like, oh, can we drive by and see what they've done to the parking lot? And so he saw the new playscape too, that you guys, and the shade.
Yeah, we have a new playground put in with little shade structures. And we actually have a new toy that's actually still sitting in my garage. So we're going to put a new play structure out there too for them. So, you know, a lot of growth this past year, and a new playground was part of it, with a new classroom and then now with a new playground as well. So.
Yeah, he was very excited to see that, and he wanted to go play. And I'm like, well, it was during the lockdown, so we were just kind of driving anywhere to go for a drive. And he's like, I want to go drive by my old preschool. So we did. So that was one of the things.
We love visits from our graduated kiddos. So anytime you want to bring him by, we would love to see.
Unfortunately, you wouldn't have loved to see him then because no one was there.
There and nobody was allowed to come within 6 feet of each other, and we could leave from the cars again, part of our drive-by.
Yes, exactly. And yeah, and no one was even close to the parking lot. I don't think even anyone was walking at that point because no one was going anywhere. We were just going for a drive because we had nothing else to do.
Exactly. Needs to do something. So yeah, get in the car, we'll go for a ride.
Yeah, exactly. So this also, their new playground looks amazing as well. So if that's what your kid wants to decide on where to go to preschool, that is also a great thing. their playground is Dimples approved.
Dimples approved playground is perfect. The only recommendation we need.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. I'll put every thing that you might need to connect with Surprise Christian Preschool in the show notes. So thanks again, Sue.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.